jagged jigsaw pieces tossed about the room. I saw my grandma sleeping with her old straw broom, but she didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. That she was really sleeping up pieces of a man. I saw my daddy meet the mailman, and I heard the mailman say, "Now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy. They've laid off nine others today." But he didn't know what he was saying. He could hardly understand. That he was only talking to pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning, and felt the burden of his shame, and for some unknown reason, he never turned my way. Pieces of that letter were tossed about the room, and now I hear the sound of sirens come knifing through the gloom. But they don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. That they're only arresting pieces of a man. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man. He was always such a strong, strong man. Yeah, I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces.
Tales of the night are out in broad daylight. No need to knock on wood. Don't stop to say a prayer. It won't do any good.
You got to get ready for the big payback. Yeah.
90.1 FM KKFI presents Radke. Kelly Hunt.
Of the world we live in.
Along with 30 more artists at the 12th Annual Crossroads Music Fest, September 10th, a fundraiser for KKFI and supported by Kansas City's Neighborhood Tourist Development Fund. Festival passes are on sale now at cmfkc.com or at Josie Records for $20. The 90.1 FM KKFI Crossroads Music Fest, Saturday, September 10th in the Crossroads Arts District. For all artists and festival information, including VIP passes, visit cmfkc.com or kkfi.org/events.
The fact of the matter is that we are surveilled in the United States by any number of actors, not just the NSA, but the FBI, too.
Tune in to Jaws of Justice Radio, 9 a.m. Monday, when Shahib Buttar, Director of Grassroots Advocacy for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, talks about government spying and what it means for democracy. That's Jaws of Justice Radio, 9 a.m. Monday, right after Democracy Now!
Michael, my nephew in Germany, who always listens online, wants to know what's on the next Arts Magazine show.
Well, you can tell Wolfgang that the Barn Players will join us. They're going to tell us about their drama, The Elephant Man.
An elephant is a mouse built in government specifications.
Then later, folks from Independent City Theater will be here. They'll talk about their annual playwright festival.
Ich bin ein Barnplayer.
That's Monday at noon, Arts Magazine show.
Good morning, Ben.
Oh, my goodness. It's 18 minutes after the hour of midnight. Yeah. You're listening to Sprockets. Yeah, so that's always cute. Thank you, Community Radio, for being kitschy and cute. We appreciate it. If you weren't, who else would be? Well, it's the morning time, right? I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to the radio program, as you do. Be it your cellmate or your roommate or just your shopmate. Whatever reason you're listening, yes, thank you. You know, we were talking about this just the other day. If you've never listened before, this is a political talk show on in the middle of the night. Clearly, the world is run by shape-shifting alien reptiles. Bigfoot may or may not be real. Who really cares? And Donald Trump is probably going to be the next president of the United States. So run for cover. But not to Canada or Mexico or Panama City, where they've just opened a new Costco. No, that's not where you need to run for cover. I'm not sure where you need to really run for cover. You're best off not paying any attention at all. Turn off the TV, turn on the radio, and disengage, really. I mean, you don't need to actually be engaged. All it's going to do is piss you off, right? Yeah, you know, I mean, seriously. People are just all worked up and rowdy about all these things, and it almost does not matter at all whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. I mean, Donald Trump has already cost me a significant amount of money, $40 to be exact. I made wagers, Jim.
Yeah, I remember.
I made wagers, so Donald Trump's not even president yet, and he's already costing me lots of money. I mean, $40, I'm a cheap ass, so $40, that's a lot of money. That's two 20s, four 10s. It's a couple of Tubmans, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm already a little upset about that. A little upset. But, I mean, it's rough out there. I mean, it's rough. You know it's rough. And I'm disappointed. I'm pissed off. Because the Republican National Convention should have been... I mean, Ted Cruz was the only shining light. This is how rough... the RNC was this last week. Ted Cruz was it. Him saying, vote your conscience, and then mic dropping onto the Trump campaign was about as good as it got in Cleveland last week. That is rough. It should have been a contested convention. There should have been some rowdiness. There should have been some anarchy. There should have been a lot of things that just didn't happen at all. And the DNC is probably going to be equally as lame, I would assume, right? I don't think it's going to get any better. We had, literally, this has been one of the most interesting elections in a generation or two. And this is how we, I mean, this is what we get, just another completely manufactured entertainment event, otherwise known as the Republican National Convention. They had, you know, Melania Trump, Mrs. Trump, literally plagiarizing Michelle Obama's 2008 Democratic National Convention speech. Melania Trump plagiarizes it. I mean, just come on, man. It's just, huh?
Do you think that was like a joke from the speechwriters or whatever? You know, they're like, she won't know.
It's either it's so hard to come up with original, meaningless, political jive turkeyishness. That didn't make any sense. Jive turkey talk. There we go. That's a little bit better. Right? It's just meaningless political speech has gotten to be so generic that it's all the same. I mean, that's a nice justification for the plagiarism, right?
Yeah.
And it's also, who cares? You're the potential first lady of the Trump administration. I mean, I don't think Melania Trump got married to Donald because she's a very deep thinker. I don't think it's her intellectual prowess that attracted the Donald to her. Let's be honest, right? I don't think that had anything to do with it. Not at all. I don't think that's why she's there. You know what I mean? She is what they call a trophy wife. Right?
Yes. I mean, it's true love between her and the Donald. You know? Obviously. That's what did it.
It'll just be interesting when the videos of her and that Russian bear porn come out. Now, I don't know for a fact that there's Russian bear porn videos with Melania Trump in them, but I'm just assuming. It's an assumption that I make. I can make that assumption.
It's a safe one.
Yeah. I don't even know if there's a such thing as Russian bear porn.
Well, it's a bear, but not like what you're thinking.
It's
another kind of bear.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Big burly fella?
Right.
Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's... It's weakness there. Lots and lots of weakness. That and Hillary Clinton chooses Tim Kaine, the senator, former governor of Virginia, to be her vice presidential nominee. And Tim Kaine, you know, nothing real surprising there. I would say the interesting thing, because he's got local roots here in Kansas City, is that could anyone really imagine somebody graduating from Rockhurst High School being a heartbeat away from the president? I mean, Rockhurst High School? No. Rockhurst High School does not have a reputation for creating quality young men, do they? No, they do not.
I know some good ones.
What? Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a true fact.
Out of how many? How many do you think? How many? The thousands of people that have graduated from Rockhurst. Rockhurst does not carry that reputation.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
I mean, it's a Jesuit school. It's, well known for its athletics and its educational programs and for creating a bunch of weirdos. Yeah, I don't think having graduated from Rockhurst High School is a big asset or anything like that. Yeah, but I guess what we have to look forward to this week is another completely meaningless and mindless party convention in Philadelphia. So I'm really excited about that. I hope you're not either. I didn't even really pay attention, I'm not going to lie to you, to the Republican convention after it became clear that there was going to be no riot. There's going to be no contest on the convention floor. And when you find out that it was old Ted Cruz, that was about as good as it got. Ted Cruz and Alex Jones tried to sumo wrestle the dude from the Young Turks or something.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Well, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, and it's not like the Young Turks. I mean, okay, great. You know, you got some guy who pretends, you know, he's like alternative media, but it's so just, I mean, you know, so Jon Stewart's back too, right? He was on Stephen Colbert. He picked up the torch of The Daily Show again. Jon Stewart, unabashedly a Democrat, unabashedly pro-Obama, unabashedly pro-Hillary, right? I mean, all those things are absolutely true. But the man's funny. The man's got jokes. I appreciate that. And he doesn't really hide where he's coming from, so I appreciate that too. He's honest about where he's coming from. And it's funny. Young Turks guy, I don't care about.
Right.
Alex, very uninteresting to me.
I think that wasn't a sumo. That was called the Austin Pork Shoulder.
Yeah.
This is the move he used on the very excited communist, apparently.
Something.
Anyway.
Just lame. But so is, I mean, InfoWars, all that stuff, man, was just, used to be so meaningful for so many. And now it is really just showing its face as being just the same dribble from the left, just flavored like, you know, right-wing barbecue sauce. You know?
You should get that domain name and patent that.
Right-wing barbecue sauce? Yeah.
For the Austin Pork Shoulder.
Man, I don't want the right wing of my Freedom Chicken. I don't want either wing of the Freedom Chicken. Because it's all garbage. It is all garbage. Apparently Obama's brother's going to be voting for Donald Trump.
Which brother?
I don't know. That's a Drudge headline. Probably one of his Nigerian brothers. Or Kenyan brothers, excuse me. So, apparently the Russians leaked some emails about Hillary Clinton and her disdain for Bernie Sanders. I mean, clearly Vladimir Putin is rooting for Trump, right?
Ooh, rooting Putin.
Rooting Putin, absolutely.
Rooting, I mean, that's a...
It's another Putin's barbecue rooting sauce.
Well, it's a book, I believe.
Oh, is
rooting
it?
Rooting for Putin. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep, Barrett Brown.
Parallel thinking.
Is it a graphic novel?
I don't think so.
Putin. Speaking of Putin, it literally felt like this week, like somebody pooted in a booty hole in Kansas City. Did you notice that out there?
Weather-wise?
Yes.
Very Johnny on the spot-ish everywhere.
Yeah, my goodness.
They called them sweat boxes back in the day.
People get weird when it gets real hot, too.
Yeah, I get weird.
Super aggro.
Really,
I know. Yeah. I've been...
Road raging.
Yeah, no, road raging.
Macro aggro. These are not microaggressions.
Trying to take more kava, you know, to like mellow my get. Yeah.
Didn't work.
I've been smoking PCP to deal with heat. That's what I've been doing.
Woo! Yeah, share.
Nothing like getting wet.
Don't hold out on me.
Nothing like getting wet.
Especially when it's this hot out.
Yeah, when the humidity level is that of a pooted in booty hole. Yeah, it was not good outside. I mean, thank God the police shootings calmed down somewhat.
Right.
Both ways.
Right, they didn't kill the
shooting person. At or shooting from. At least that kind of slowed down a little bit, except for they did
miss the autistic kid causing all the trouble.
Well, I don't think they were, well, I mean, right.
Yes, minorities are accidentally getting shot by the police as well.
Well, at least they're just—I mean, it was a week of people being wounded by the police,
mm-hmm.
right? As opposed to being straight up killed by the police.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Bullets were hot and tired as well.
Things are going correct, and then apparently there was some bombing in Syria. The suicide bomber suicided himself and hurt 12 people, and some, you know, trench coat mafioso over in Munich shot up a mall or something like that, right? Was that what happened?
A McDonald's.
Was it a McDonald's?
I believe so.
I got my M's messed up. People people are still getting very upset. White people still don't understand what it's like to be black.
Nope.
Not a one. That still it hasn't happened. Telephone number is 816-931-5534. 931-KKFI. I guess it was too hot for anything to really go that sideways. Right?
Right.
Just a lot of individual aggressions. Microaggressions at the house and things like that. Because last week, with all the things that happened, it seemed like the world was coming to an end. But it was quite mellow this last week, because it was just the political theater of the convention and just a bunch of mindless garbage. That pretty much sums it up, Ryan.
Have you seen the side-by-side footage of Mrs. Trump and Mrs. Obama's speech?
Well, and it's either plagiarism or just...
There's one drawer at the convention with speeches in it, and they grab the same one.
I mean, if you are going to create a 15-minute speech of mindless political, you know,
all right,
BS, I mean, it's going to overlap. You know, you can only do so many, right?
Right. The three-word patriotic phrases are bound to repeat. But it's still humorous nonetheless, and the 10 billion piece to the puzzle that it is, some kind of giant show.
Everyone's talking, oh my God. The banks are going to collapse, guys. Guys go out and buy some gold. Banks are going to collapse.
I mean, I've been ready for that for a while, right?
I'm pretty sure they've already collapsed. We just don't know. I mean, what's it look like when ones and zeros fall down?
Oh, my God. They're going to be closing Kmarts. I don't even think it'll matter.
They've been closing Kmarts for years.
They're going to close them all, apparently.
Hmm.
But, I mean... Just leave the Kmart open. Just tell you don't have to come to work. Yeah, it's not really going to matter. Leave them open. Yeah, it's all this Democratic National Committee garbage.
Yeah, Wasserman joining the Clinton campaign immediately after resigning from shame.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz sucks. I mean, only because she's just a party hack.
Well, and doesn't Bernie Sanders suck too? Can we admit that yet?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's a contingency that won't let that go.
I mean, old Burns got some good ideas and all. I like the Reddit page that is just all the different people who got Bernie Sanders tattoos.
It's like, pretty good.
Yeah, what are you thinking about?
Were any of them permanent?
Not a lot of old, you know, how many old Jewish tattoos happen at the shop from time to time?
The, I guess, there's a legal team in Florida trying to put together a class action lawsuit against the DNC for their, unfair practices regarding the Sanders campaign, because the DNC is supposed to be a neutral party, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so because people contribute money, right? So they're supposed to be neutral and allocate those funds in an unbiased way.
Here's an honest headline: Donald Trump is our Ronald Reagan.
What's that even mean?
Well, I mean, Ronnie was an actor.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So there's an honest headline.
Yeah.
God.
Trump, but
it's people that Trump's going to make them feel good about being an American again.
And what's with the whole Reagan worship, right?
Yeah, Reagan's always, I mean, he's been worshipped ever since.
Weird. Don't be, I mean.
Is it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, Reagan wasn't a good president.
Yeah, you listen to the Dead Kennedys too much or something like that. You know, like, I get it. Reagan was not, I mean, Reagan was not even president. They shot him 3 months into his first term. He got shot by, you know, a family friend of George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right, and he ran the show.
Yeah, he ran the show, that's right.
Yeah.
All the same people that ran the Reagan administration under the de facto rule of George Herbert Walker Bush were the same people that were in the George W. Bush White House. I mean, it's the same actors.
Crisis actors.
Same group of folks. So, I mean, it's to be expected. But my goodness. People worship Reagan because Reagan made people feel good about being Americans. Again. Being ignorant, fat, sloven, over-consumptive Americans. Because Jimmy Carter made everyone feel bad about being an American. Because he made you kind of look in the mirror, I guess, and question your motivations, yada, whatever. He was a liberal douchebag. But set up Central Command, set up the whole, you know, Middle East being the focus of American military policy. I mean, so it's not like old Jimmy's just some great saint. But, you know, America got, you know, I mean, that was just the stock market. That was the 80s was about consumption and wealth and all these other things. And the 70s was not. And people look back at that time. Just the same way Democrats worship Clinton, right? It's the same kind of Clinton worship versus Reagan worship, right? Same basic thing. People want to worship the 90s. I think the 90s were a much better time than the 80s. Mostly because in the 80s you had crack cocaine. In the 90s you had the advent of Kind Bud.
And the internet.
The internet too.
My favorite psychedelic.
Is that your favorite psychedelic now?
It's a good song. In totem, you know what I mean? I've had bad experiences on the internet, don't get me wrong. They're not all utopic visions, but taken as a whole.
Oh, hacked emails show the DNC considers Hispanics nothing more than target consumers.
Was that before or after Ted Kaine broke into his bilingual? Or Ted Kaine.
Tim Kaine.
My apologies.
I mean, that guy's just like a straight-up neocon, right?
Well, I mean, you'd have to be to get that far. Or a Zionist, or a PNACer. But, you know, what's the difference between any of those? The last name Kane's interesting, if you want to go all Jordan Maxwell or even biblical, all the way back to Cain and Abel. It's not generally associated with a positive thing. John McCain. You could put an MC in front of it. But, yeah, I think, you know, a lot of that's more of their symbology and homage to the esoteric and ancient that they keep repeating over and over. Certain themes. Variations upon. It is a convention, right?
Oh, yeah? A convention?
I think it's just really sad that the Republicans didn't even have a candidate to field. I mean, that's how dead that party is. Like,
I think your the cable is unplugged from the computer or something. There's a low hum.
I think it's the fan.
No, it's an electrical thing.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
We might be getting bombarded with, EMF or something.
With electronic music festivals?
Yep.
Watch out for that.
Unbelievable.
Oh, apparently Julian Assange says his next leak will virtually guarantee the indictment of Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
Well, bring it, Julian. What's up?
So then for the anarchist vote, Donald Trump, everybody.
Yeah, I think so. I think that. But, you know, really, like, maybe just bringing more social unrest in this country. But, I mean, the Clinton foreign policy would probably be a lot more dangerous, you know. So, with the wall exception. Which is just a joke. Like,
I've seen the t-shirts. I think they're for real.
It's not even possible.
Yeah. You know, your foreign policy is legitimate when it's printed on the front and back of a Hanes extra, like triple XL.
With the Lone Star on it.
But yeah, Putin probably is a Trump guy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely is.
Putin may be Trump. Have we ever seen him together at the same
goodness.
Time?
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Jake.
I've measured their ears.
This guy again. Measuring their ears. Roger Ailes resigned from Fox News. Mm-hmm.
Wonder what they found in his hard drive.
Well, that's he kept trying to. They kept coming out that he was a pre-vert.
And a post-vert.
Suicide bombings in Iraq and Afghanistan. Hillary Clinton is evil. Completely evil people.
Yeah, she sounds it, she looks it, she acts it.
Did you measure her ears?
That I did. She may be Walt Disney.
Apparently the U.S. Army weaponized a Pokemon episode. So while the Pokemon Go craze continues to spread across the whole world, an activist discovered a declassified document from the Army National Guard Intelligence Center.
While hunting for a Pokemon?
The report revealed that the U.S. Army intended to weaponize an episode of the popular 90s children program.
Oh, nice. They put some Japanese children in comas and seizures with some of their first.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. On December 16th, 1997, thousands of children across Japan sat in front of their televisions eagerly awaiting the latest episode of Pokemon. However, upon watching the episode, as many as 700 children experienced seizures and were rushed to the hospital. The episode, called Electric Soldier Porygon, featured a scene in which Pikachu uses his lightning powers to blow up missiles. The flashing pulses within the scene cause children to experience unusual seizures. And the episode was banned from broadcast. Yeah, that's kind of funny. As Pokemon Go continues to be the biggest deal in the world ever.
I think Gangnam Style still is, but Pokemon's getting close.
Thousands of Turkey coup prisoners raped, starved, and hogtied.
What? Where?
Thousands of Turkey coup.
Oh.
Turkey coup. Turkey coup. Or Turkey coop.
Hmm.
Would you put a turkey in a coop? Probably not. Too big for a coop. Too big and too stupid for a coop.
Maybe one turkey. You wouldn't want to put a flock of them in there. Or thousands.
Yeah, that... I still haven't quite deciphered the turkey situation. Was it a false coup? Was it an allowed to happen? Or is this an Operation Gladio B situation? Like, I don't quite...
I haven't put all
of the pieces together on the turkey coup.
Turkey coup!
Just yet.
It's part of getting the turkey coup ready for Thanksgiving. You have to hog tie, rape, and starve...
Well, yeah.
The prisoners.
And hopefully Istanbul goes back to Constantinople like it should be.
So apparently scientists at Boston's Children's Hospital have invented what is being considered one of the greatest medical breakthroughs in recent years. They have designed a microparticle that can be injected into a person's bloodstream that quickly oxygenates their blood and will allow you to live without breathing.
David Blaine has done something similar with his... world record breath holding. They've been working on that one for a while. That and teaching dolphins to walk. Navy's very busy.
The microparticles can keep an object alive for up to 30 minutes after a respiratory failure. Once injected, the microparticles can oxygenate their blood to near normal levels. This has countless potential uses as it allows life to continue when oxygen is needed but unavailable.
Can you say space trip? or also, Idiocracy has a component to that when they lock them in the pods for 500 years.
Oh, Trump may be right about Ted Cruz's father and the JFK assassination. So yeah, it's good to know.
Photoed in Dealey Plaza. There, the Bushes were there. The Clintons were there. Do you know Donald Trump's real last name?
Trump?
Yeah. He's... do we know where he's born? Have the birthers ciphered that one yet?
Some gutter in Manhattan. He was weaned by rats.
And not the Sensei Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle kind either.
No, just rats. Do we have a phone call?
What's up, Brian?
Hi, I'm literally calling to solve a network problem with cacophony involving the radio on in the background.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, I'll call back.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah, some people live on the edges. Brian likes to live in between. That was a pretty good one, though. Took him all week to think of it.
That was a good one.
It's been a great week for male escorts in Cleveland.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, prostitutes contacted by the Post said it's booming.
And we're not talking about the barren Republican ads.
RNC National Convention attendees, most of them married, are clamoring.
Is that politically correct?
For their services. Clamoring? Business.
Oh, I thought you said glamoring.
Nope, clamoring. Business has been way better. I've seen 10 clients so far, said one dude. Most of them were first timers. You could tell they were nervous, but once they became more comfortable, they seemed to be having a good time. See, the sphincter is a muscle, and it needs to be nice and relaxed, as anyone that's spent some time playing with one knows, for it to realize its full potential, full capabilities. Right?
It's full diameter.
Okay, can go with that. Another escort had said he had already earned $1,600 since Monday, six times the amount he usually makes. It's a lot of rock. right?
And roll.
I normally only make $200 to $300 a night, but I've been seeing lots of guys in hotels downtown, noting the boom in business near the Quicken Loans Arena. The clientele has included mostly married white men between the ages of 40 and 50.
I'm glad you said arena after Quicken Loans.
Yep. So, it's kind of been the big deal.
For, I mean, seriously. That could be an Onion article and be just as funny.
Most men paid to have sex, but one client requested to do his business in the corner while watching his wife in the bed with the escort. Oh, a cuckservative. That's what they call a cuckservative.
Yeah.
One of the hookers said he wasn't surprised that the convention, filled with politicians who openly oppose gay marriage, brought such a boom in business. When it comes to anything people aren't supposed to be doing, they like to do it, said the escort, which, yeah. The Republicans have a lot of delegates in the closet. When contacted by the Post, hookers, female prostitutes for hire, said they're making much less money than normal. Has business been better for me? Honestly, no, one woman said before abruptly hanging up the phone. Business is slower than usual. I haven't been getting any calls.
Well, these are Cleveland hookers, right?
What does that mean?
The men are prettier.
Fair enough. You know, in Midtown, most of our hookers are very modern. They're transgendered.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Most of the prostitutes.
I mean, they were some trendsetters, because that's been the case for...
For a long time.
A really long time.
Bunch of ladyboys out there.
Yeah. They're like 6'2", with like 3 days of stubble on their face.
What's up, baby?
In a dress. Yep. At least that's the main street I remember from my childhood.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah, it is. Who are these guys that like to... I mean, the guy who's like, yeah, I'm going to do my thing in the corner, and I want you to bang my wife.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Jesus.
But, you know, whatever it takes, right?
I guess. I guess. All types out there.
Yep. I mean, I'm no prude, Ben.
If,
no.
Well... Okay, I am, not true. Apparently.
Yeah.
I am, apparently.
I'm a bit of a prude.
Well, there was that make-believe article from like 6 months ago about the guy who he wrote an article about how he's a feminist because he lets his wife go out and date dudes and get all banged up all night long and then come home and he's like at home like changing diapers and feeding the baby from the bottle while his wife's out, you know, getting railroaded by some dude named Pablo. Remember that article? And everyone decided that it wasn't actually real because the author had only written the one article, but it was in the Salon or something like that, or the something along, some East Coast, you know, publication about the future and sex and all these other things.
Well, it seems real.
Yeah, there's...
I don't... Calling himself a feminist over it, I think, was probably the...
Well, it was just some psyop garbage. You think it was probably real? I don't think it was.
A situation is plausible. Claiming to be a feminist over it is the bizarre part to me.
I don't know. Can a man be a feminist and still be a man?
Probably. In part. You would root for both genders, hopefully.
Well, see, the big problem with feminism is that there's very little, like, okay, so there's feminism, but what we've lost, you know, along with a lot of things in our society, is a sense of what manhood actually is.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch of unfair situations that women get put in because... they don't have the upper body strength. I'm not really sure what that comes down to, right? You know, women get taken advantage of. I understand that. I'm not arguing that they don't. I don't think that women are less equal or more equal than men. I also do not think that women are the same as men. I think there are certain roles that are set up by gender, and people bend them. There's all different. I mean, there's very masculine women, and there's very feminine men, right? There's no question about this either. But what men have lost, and I'm sure women have lost things too, because of modern society, is that we don't have the same kind of rituals of manhood that we used to. And I don't know. I wasn't raised really with many rituals of manhood.
Yeah, rites of passage.
Yeah, there's no rite of passage. There's no, you know, warrior transition, you know, where you send the little Indian out into the woods to go prepare for battle, not necessarily against an enemy, but against, you know, the struggle of life or whatever it is. Yeah, like, and he comes back a man. We don't really do that. We have all these, you know, confused notions of what, you know, dominance or masculinity or whatever it's supposed to be, and most of it just gets, you know, confused with, you know, being a spoiled brat or, you know, being overly, you know, violent or whatever it is.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah. That's out there. I don't know that there's such a thing as toxic femininity, but...
Ooh, I bet there is.
I mean, I'm not going to argue that either. But I think that, you know, women follow men's leads, right? I mean, men tend to be what women follow because that's, I think, how... And it's not universal either. You know, there's plenty of girls out there who aren't following boys around. There's plenty of girls out there that, you know, are just as independent as any man could be. But nevertheless, there's some genetic structure to all that.
Right. It's probably more like a dance where women follow men in certain aspects and then vice versa. You know, there's definitely directions I'll take from females specifically over decorating her hair color or, you know, flowers. I mean, there's the whole cooking. You know, women tend to be more patient with...
But I think there's one thing that's true, that if you want to watch somebody bang your wife, there's something really wrong with you, dude.
Correct. That's... toxic non-masculinity.
Something. Not sure what that is. But there is a...